I hadn't planned on coaching at all. I was looking to work with Upjohn Drug Company as a liaison to veterinarians. They had made me a job offer, and Wisconsin Power and Electric out of Appleton, or that area, had offered me a job being a farm electrification developer. So I had two very fine offers on the plate when coming back from one of the competitions at Princeton, the Eastern Sprints. The head coach sat down next to me and asked me about my job prospects, and I was so enthusiastic because I had great things going. And then he threw a curve at me and said, "Well, have you ever thought about coaching?" And I kind of gave him a little bit of a white lie. I said, "No," but anybody who's been in the sport oftentimes thinks that they could coach better than the coach does. I didn't admit that to him. But then he proceeded to tell me all the wonderment and excitement and the fun of what a coaching career would be. He spoke of the rewards in it, of working with young people. And then went on to say he felt I had the right mentality and mental department, the approach that he thought I was a stable kind of a person that could do coaching with the pressures it entailed with a degree of success. He did such a wonderful job of selling me that I gave up two offers of $6,000 a year back in 1960, which was good money, to work for $500 a year as an assistant coach.
Wow.
and at the time I was married, I had a child, or my wife and I, our son had been born just prior in August prior to our senior year. And so I worked as an assistant coach, and then I had a job in the soils department as a project assistant in research, where Dr. Engelberg kept telling me, "You're doing all these graduate students' work here as a project assistant. You should be in grad school getting your master's instead of playing around with this coaching." Somehow, the coaching was kind of exciting, and I ended up staying with it and went through, I don't recall, 6 or 7 years, well, till 1968, 8 years as a assistant or freshman coach before I became the head coach. And there was never any assurance that I would become the head coach. It was just one of those things that my predecessor said, "Well, when I retire, you can have my job."